Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We all know plants make people happy, but do you know the science behind it? Adding living plants to your interiors is shown to have positive effects on your mental health, ability to focus, stress relief, air quality, and even provide therapeutic benefits. Today, we will explore why and how plants support our health and some favorite houseplants to add to your home and reap myriad health benefits. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will offer practical ways to bring nature into our homes and the many ways it will bless your health and your life. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. And you know, with the decades of time you and I have been together on shows, we have never talked about this topic today, and it's something for which I have great passion and enthusiasm. So I could hardly sleep last night. I'm so excited today to be with you.
Well, I am so excited to have you here, and this is a brand new topic. So much information. I would recommend if people are in a position to do it, if you're driving, get a pad, pencil out, and then write some of this down. A lot of plants you're going to mention specifically that will add to the quality of our health and our lives, and all this in today's program. And of course, you can go back and listen to this. You can go to Susan's website and pick up information there as well. Let's start with what you just mentioned. Talk about this passion you have for horticulture and landscape design. Where did this begin for you?
Well, it began way back in college. You know, not only did I get multiple university degrees at UCLA, but one of my minors was in horticulture, and I studied landscape architecture and how we use plants outdoors in our yards and indoors and how it affects our health. I happen to love plants in my home and in my garden, but most people have no clue how they benefit health. So, and I've worked with hundreds of clients over the years. One of my favorite to this day part-time jobs is to help people know what kind of plants to put in their home, where to put them, how to care for them, and then what to do for their yards to get the most bang for your buck. We'll talk about all of this today. And also, I want to just say, because a lot of people don't know this, plants, like humans, have feelings. They have consciousness, and they thrive when they feel your love towards the plant and you care for them in a loving way. You don't trample on them outdoors. You show that you appreciate them, and then they will bloom and last for a long time when you take good care of your plants.
So much to talk about on the program today. Our guest is holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. More on this topic, much more, on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. Before we talk about some of your favorite indoor plants, tell us about how plants help purify the air, because that's a real benefit they provide, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. And I think most of us studied about photosynthesis back in our school days, but I'll bottom line it here, Rick. Plants are really highly effective air purifiers, and that's due to their unique ability to absorb and filter harmful pollutants from the atmosphere. And through that process of photosynthesis, plants take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen, which naturally replenishes the air with fresh, breathable oxygen. And then additionally, these beautiful plants possess these specialized structures called stomata, and that enables them to absorb various pollutants like volatile compounds called VOCs and airborne toxins, and then effectively that will reduce their presence in the environment. In fact, NASA conducted a comprehensive study on plants as indoor air purifiers. So we'll talk about some of my favorite plants, and most of these are very easy, low-maintenance plants that you might want to consider having in your home.
Well, give us some suggestions for house plants. Maybe the ones you have in your home or some of your favorites that will benefit our health and include the kind of light they need as well, which I assume is a very important part of selecting a plant.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first, and I have all of these, I can see all of them here in my office right now. I'm surrounding my desk with all of these so they can be very happy and smile as I talk about them. The first is areca, and I'm going to spell these so people know, or all of you know, A-R-E-C-A. It's the areca palm. If you saw it in person, you can Google it and go online. You'll be very familiar with this. But this areca is a natural humidifier, and it releases moisture into the air through its transpiration. And this can combat indoor dry air, which, by the way, also means it's great for your skin, and this, which can lead to respiratory discomfort and irritation if your indoor air is too dry, which it often is in the wintertime when you have heat on all the time. And this plant has these large, beautiful, feathery fronds. I can see it smiling at me right now. And they're also great at producing oxygen. It needs medium light.
Okay, so that now, a lot of information on the show. I'll mention again, if you've got the ability to write this down, that would be great. You can go back and listen to it again and take notes. This is available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, podcast, 23 different podcast networks, including iTunes and Amazon and Google. And, of course, Dr. Susan's website, all of this information. Spider plant is another one that you recommend.
This has nothing to do with spiders being on the plant, but it's called a spider plant with all of its big legs that stick up. It's beautiful. It's feathery. It's just natural looking, very green, and they're excellent air purifiers. They're very easy to care for. You would know this plant if you saw it. The spider plant removes pollutants like formaldehyde and xylene from the air of your house, and these are commonly found in household cleaning products and furniture. This plant also produces a lot of oxygen, maintains high humidity levels, and it likes medium light. Now, the next one is the peace lily, and most people know what this is. You would for sure if you saw it. The peace lily is a beautiful plant with colors coming up, so it gives you more than just greenery. And it's effective in removing airborne toxins like ammonia and benzene and formaldehyde. Who knew?
Yes.
You know, they also act as a natural humidifier, increasing the indoor humidity. Again, not only is it beautiful to look at, but it's great for your skin, helps to reduce the risk of respiratory irritation, and it likes low light. So if you don't have a lot of light, it's good. The next one that's sitting about 5 feet from me is the snake plant. It's this vertical, tall, beautiful plant, and through NASA's thorough investigation, they studied all these various plants' ability to remove benzene from the environment, and snake plants, and again, don't worry, no snakes will be peeking out of this plant.
Good.
It's just lovely, takes little space, and it's vertical. It scored extremely high, removing about 52% of the toxic chemical of benzene in a 24-hour period. It's also a great choice, by the way, for bedrooms because it releases a lot of oxygen during the night, and it needs very low light. So that this is a good one to put in your bedroom, the snake plant.
Learning so much about the health benefits of plants. I thought you just sort of looked at them and enjoyed them. There are health benefits, and you don't need a lot of light. I'm impressed by the ones that you mentioned there, the four. And again, you'll find these on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Can be done with light to moderate light, no special lighting required. Dr. Susan, is there a houseplant you recommend? Maybe we can keep it year-round that has medicinal benefits.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, absolutely. We all know this one, I think. It's aloe vera.
Yes.
See, not all plants, Rick, are created equal. Some have added medicinal properties. So the aloe vera, but which, by the way, looks a lot like the snake plant, the vertical, you know, they almost look like they're brother and sister here. And the aloe vera is very easy to grow. Every office and home should have a aloe vera plant because it has a lot of healing power in it. You just place it in the sunniest window, water it when the soil is completely dry, and you'll reap the rewards. So in case you've never seen it, it's a succulent plant with fleshy leaves, and it's been used for centuries for all different medicinal properties that it offers. It's got this gel-like substance within the leaves, and that's rich in this bioactive compounds, all these compounds, and it provides so many health benefits. It loves lots of light, so it's good to put it in a window. I have one in my kitchen. I have one in my office window. I would never be without aloe vera because it's amazing all the ways you can use it to benefit your health.
Well, you hear people talk about get some aloe vera for that. Get some aloe vera. That will help. Give us some ways that aloe vera plant benefits our health. How does it actually work? What's it good for?
All right. So let me briefly cover, because all of this is in both of my books in more detail, Uplifted and also Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's briefly talk about skin, digestive health, and the antioxidant properties. First of all, skin health. Aloe vera is renowned for soothing and the healing properties for the skin. Let's say you have a bug bite or a sunburn or a burn from the stove or other skin irritation. The gel, you just cut the leaf, scoop out some of the gel, reduces inflammation on the skin, accelerates wound healing. Maybe you've got a paper cut. I always put aloe vera on that. And it moisturizes the skin without clogging the pores. So I often, when my skin gets a little bit dry, I'll go cut one of the fleshy leaves of the aloe vera, take out a little bit of the gel and rub it on my skin, the back of my hands, my neck, my décolleté area. It's great. Okay, what if you have an upset stomach, some gastrointestinal discomfort? Maybe you have extra gas. Maybe you have acid reflux. The aloe vera juice taken from the gel, you just scoop out a little bit of the gel, stir it in a big glass of water, drink that down. That will help all digestive issues. So you don't have to go buy it in the store, the gel and the liquid,
yes,
which will cost you more. Just keep a big aloe vera plant in your home or office. Finally, antioxidant properties. Aloe vera contains antioxidants like vitamin C and E, as well as many different flavonoids. And as you people know, if they've heard us before, we've talked about this, these antioxidants neutralize free radicals, protecting the body's cells from oxidative stress and potential damage that can age us quicker, cause all kinds of disease. So I actually, 2 to 3 times a week, take a little gel out, put it in a glass, stir it in with juice, or put it in my smoothie, and I drink it down. So any gastrointestinal discomfort, skin issues, whatever, keep an aloe vera plant in your home and office.
That's amazing. Aloe vera really is a miracle worker. All this I've heard is actually true and probably then some. We're talking about houseplants for your health on today's This Week in America. Our guest is holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. All of this and much, much more on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter, the new X at Susan Smith Jones, and links for all this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. I mentioned in the beginning, among the benefits, reducing stress. What's the connection between plants and reducing stress?
All right. So, Rick, this is one of my favorite fields of study right now, and it's called biophilia, or BET, and that's a concept that humans have an innate tendency to seek a connection with nature. And what happens in life, we get so busy with our lives and in our offices and driving and traffic and in the home, and we forget how important it is to really connect with nature. So this is why one of my passions is helping people to grow houseplants, because it helps you to bring nature and a bit of the natural world into your living space, and that can positively impact our mental state. So being around nature, around natural elements, around plants has been linked to reduced stress, many studies on this, improved mood, and increased overall well-being. So if by chance you need some support with your mental health, besides the good diet, sleeping better, doing your deep breathing, exercising, maybe it's just also a matter of bringing in some fresh plants, not plastic, but fresh plants into your living space, your home and your office.
Yes. Well, I'm going to talk about flowering plants. Got a couple questions on that. Let's get specific about flowering plants. Like, how can colorful blooms on plants really benefit our health? And maybe give us four or five examples of flowering plants that we have in our homes and something about how we care for them. What special care, if any, is needed?
Yes, exactly. So we've focused mainly on, you know, except the peace lily, on green plants.
Yes.
So let's talk about plants that have beautiful blooms and colors. See, the mere presence of vibrant and colorful blooms can instantly uplift our spirits. It can brighten up any space, and it can create a sense of joy and happiness. The sight and fragrance of flowers triggers positive emotions, like reducing stress and anxiety levels. We know that we are more calm, say, when we breathe in lavender plant. When you breathe that in, it calms your body. Studies have shown that being surrounded by flowers can lead to increased feelings of relaxation and contentment. So I'll quickly go through. So get a pencil ready. Five blooming plants that I always have in my home pretty much year-round. The first everyone knows, it's the African violet.
Yes.
Yeah, and this has like that fuzzy foliage. It's got sweet little adorable flowers, and it's an indoor favorite. You can get the blooms to bloom pretty much constantly year-round by fertilizing it once a month and placing it in a high light spot. So that's important. Everyone knows the orchids. A lot of people say to me, Susan, I just can't grow orchids. But you can. Often the environment's too dry and they don't water it enough, or they overwater it. So I'll give you a hint in a moment. But these come in a variety of colors, and they often will bloom and last for weeks and months indoors. There's so many different colors to suit your interior decor. So remember these little keys. Water, because I have many in my home. Water when the roots are silver. Place in medium light and while the blooms are open. And once they've faded in a few months, move your orchid to any sunny spot to promote new blooms. One of the things people do the most is they will overwater. And what I do once a week with my blooms is I literally take an ice cube out of my freezer And I just put the ice cube right on top and let it slowly melt. And that's all the water it needs once a week, unless there's a big heat wave, all right, unless there's a huge heat wave. And, but that's just a little key to keeping your orchids looking good, ice cube. And then next is anthurium. Now, not only do these colorful, glossy spates, S-P-A-T-H-E-S, add a big yellow waxy flower, add a pop of color to your interior, but it also has these gorgeous, and I'm looking at one now, heart-shaped leaves on this house plant that's really incredible. The anthurium, A-N-T-H-U-R-I-U-M. You want to place it in a warm spot and water when the top inch of the soil is dried out. Fertilize frequently. I usually do mine once a week, and I'm going to give you the best secret for fertilizing in a moment. And you will enjoy all these repeat blooms. Now, next one, I love this one. Year-round, I have these indoors and outdoors. Calancho, K-A-L-A-N-C-H-O-E. These have adorable clusters of bright flowers in all different colors. And it's like a succulent plant that is guaranteed to make you smile. They're perfect for pairing with other indoor succulents or displaying them in like a matching pot. They do like bright light, and you water when the soil is completely dried out. Some people will water too much. And they don't like to, the soil, put your finger in the soil. It really should be dried out before you water because it's a succulent. And then one more, because time is limited here. Hoya, H-O-Y-A. You probably know this one because it's got these, it's like got unique waxy flowers, and it's fragrant. And I put it in the sunniest spot of my home, right here to my left. I wish we had video. You could see it. And I water when the soil begins to dry out throughout the warm season. And you don't, H-O-Y-A, you don't water this plant over the winter to encourage blooming.
All of this and so much more great information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her Twitter, X at Susan Smith Jones. She's the author of many books on holistic health, optimum vitality, including her latest celebrated book. She's mentioned Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And again, all this information is there. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter as well that we'll be talking about. And information on today's program you can find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back and talk about some of the benefits of lush green foliage in our home and give us some examples maybe of the plants that you have.
Well, I'm going to talk about two specifically that I think everyone should have in both office and home. And one you may know about, one you may not know about that will help with your level of prosperity. But lush green foliage all around your indoor spaces or outdoors, say if you have a garden, has always been associated with improved concentration, enhanced focus, and heightened creativity. So bottom line, Rick, it helps boost cognitive function. And studies show that exposure to these green environments can help reduce mental fatigue, can help increase attention restoration, allowing you to better cope with cognitive challenges. And the calming effect of greenery promotes stress reduction, which in turn supports clarity and problem-solving abilities. So here are the two I highly recommend. One is a pothos. Most people know what that is. That is very low maintenance. It's got these beautiful, glossy, heart-shaped leaves. Oftentimes, they're variegated with green and white. It has trailing vines, vigorous growth, and And most people, like this is often their first houseplant. They tolerate all different levels of light, but they do grow best in brighter spaces. You want to water the pothos when the top inch of soil is dry. And don't forget this. If you don't do this, it will get very leggy. You want to trim it regularly because that will promote a bushy growth. And then the other one is the money tree. Now the money tree, you want to Google this to see it's not like a big tree in the backyard. It can go in a pot, and it's a vertical tree. And in feng shui, Rick, the money tree is believed to attract energy, positive energy, wealth, and good luck. So who doesn't want a money tree in their house? And by the way, it's a great gift. Instead of bringing junk food and candy and wine to people's homes when you need to bring a little gift because you're going to a big dinner or something, bring a money tree. You want to place it near an entrance of an office or your home to encourage prosperity. And these easy care trees are tolerant of many indoor light levels, but they will be happiest, like mine now is close to me, placed in a light-filled room and watered only when the soil is dry.
I love the idea for a gift. You're always trying to think of something that will make an impression. Certainly taking a money tree, they'll remember where that came from. I doubt if they have seven or eight money trees lined up that people have brought them as gifts. So it's a great idea. All of this, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Does caring for your houseplants benefit us, and what tools are needed? What tools do you have? Is this real complicated, elaborate work that we have to go through?
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked about how the plants benefit us. So what does it also do for us mentally, and what do we need? See, I like living more in the present moment, and when we care for our plants, it can be a very mindful activity. You know, like, you know, a lot of people love to spend time on their bonsai plants, but it encourages you to be present right in the moment and to focus on the task at hand when you're working on caring for your plants. And remember, Rick, they have feelings. They have a consciousness. They love it when you focus on them and pay attention to them. I'm not sure if I should say this, but I often will kiss my plants, my big money tree, my pothos, my big snake plant, my anthurium, what else, my spider plants. I often hug them, and I know that they do love that. And they help to reduce anxiety, as I've already said, promote relaxation. But it's not just about watering and giving them your love and attention. You need like three little tools.
Okay.
One is, of course, your snippers. I call them snips. You want to always remove, and this will help you be right in the present moment, the old and damaged leaves with a sharp, clean pair of snippers. You know, ergonomic snips are ideal for that delicate work of tending to your houseplants. And so cleaning up your houseplants not only improves their aesthetic appeal because they look better, you take off the dry leaves, you snip off the dead blooms, but it encourages them to spend energy on producing new beautiful foliage. Fertilizer. I'm about to give you a tip you're definitely going to want to write down. But plants do need to be fertilized. Like sometimes we human beings, we don't get all the nutrients we need from the food we eat. Maybe we're under a lot of extra stress. We take supplements. You want to supplement your plant with a good fertilizer. So that helps the plant and the soil. And when you add fertilizer to your routine, your plants will be happier and produce more flowers and foliage. Now, over the years that you and I've been together, I've talked before about a superfood for the human body called phycocyanin. And I take Blue Magic, B-L-U-E, Blue, M-A-J-I-K, It's a source of phycocyanin filled with nutrients and bioflavonoids and antioxidants. And about a decade ago, by accident, I get the phycocyanin. And by the way, I have a blog today. You can read about Blue Magic.
Okay.
And it's a superfood for the human body. And I get it in a powder and a capsule form for when I'm doing errands or traveling, and it's easier to just take a capsule. But one day I put I put a quarter inch of powder into a quarter teaspoon. Just wanted to see if you were listening. one quarter teaspoon of the Blue Magic powder into a quart of water. And one day I drank a little, and then I thought, gosh, I wouldn't be without this in my healthy living program. I wonder how my plants would benefit. Now, the company that makes it, E3 Live, has never talked about using their Blue Magic on plants, but I tried it about 10 years ago, and I was amazed how very quickly some of my plants look better and better.
Interesting.
And so now this is my fertilizer. And so it's a supplement for the human body, but this is what I use to fertilize my plants. So go to my website, and in the search bar, you can put Blue Magic. I have two or three articles about why it's really good for the body and all the scientific studies on it. But I also talk about how I use it as my perfect plant fertilizer for all of my plants. So you can find that on my website. Also, and I write about it in my books, but the plant part, using it as a fertilizer, is on my website. And then the last thing is preserved moss, top dressing on your plants not only adds a little style, but it benefits your plants. And in their natural habitat, if you think about it, plants don't usually grow in bare plots of soil, especially tropical ones we tend to keep indoors. And a little thin layer of moss reduces surface evaporation and in turn reduces the frequency of your watering routine. And it just looks good too. So a lot of people forget about the moss. And even outdoors, this is in my current newsletter, I write about the benefits of mulch to use in your plants in the backyard to help prevent weeds coming up, to prevent evaporation, to make it look nice. So many reasons to use mulch around your plants.
So much information on the program today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The topic is houseplants for your health. Information on Dr. Susan's website. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you work with clients at their homes, what do you advise them on using houseplants to improve the visual aesthetics? What is good for that, that's visually pleasing for all of us?
Absolutely. See, I've studied about this for decades. The presence of houseplants can improve, obviously, the visual aesthetics of a space,
yes,
making it more inviting and appealing. So you want to always surround yourself, not with any clutter in your home. You always want to declutter. That will be another topic for another show. But you want to surround yourself with aesthetically pleasing elements that can positively affect your mood and help alleviate stress. So you want to make looking at your plants even more enjoyable, as I help clients, by styling them with maybe a nice pot that the plant is in, maybe some basketry, maybe some other home accessories. It's fun to do this.
Time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I want to go back and touch on something you talked about just a few minutes ago. Any thoughts about the health benefits of soil? How does that fit into all of this?
Oh, so I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is important that I think many people don't realize. You want to make sure you have really good organic quality soil. You can get it at your nursery, you can get it online, but that contains a vast and diverse community of little microorganisms. And these have the ability to break down and decompose organic matter. And as air passes through the soil, Rick, these microbes can trap and metabolize certain pollutants, such as formaldehyde and benzene, effectively improving the air quality in your home. So if you plant your own plant, you know, you don't just buy it, you make sure you use really good soil. These soil particles also have a negative electrical charge, and this allows them to attract and bind to positively charged particles in the air. And this includes various pollutants like dust, particulate matter, and certain VOCs. So soil works more actively when living plants are present. So again, obviously you can't control the soil too much if you buy the plant already in a pot. But yes, if you pot the plants, just make sure you use a good soil. Rick, who knew there was so much having to do with houseplants?
You know, it's so fascinating, and that reading through this, being preparing for the program today, it's like I didn't know any of this stuff existed, and really it's not just a myth that plants are good for you. They really are good for you, and Dr. Susan just went through a whole litany of reasons, and you'll find all of this at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. We've covered adorning the home's interior with houseplants. Now let's take a couple minutes. Briefly, what do we do with our yards?
Well, if we're blessed enough to have a yard, you know, let's say, Rick, you don't have a yard, but you have a little bitty deck outside your apartment door, you know, you can still have container pots there. But if you're lucky enough to have a yard, make that look nice, too. You want to extend the benefits of plants. Remember at the beginning I talked about the natural nature, the natural world, that biophilia, that concept that humans have an innate tendency to seek a connection with nature. So you want to extend the benefits of plants outside, if at all possible, with a bespoke landscape design. You can create a place to relax, even if it's very small, and appreciate the nature. And I always like to, I'm lucky enough to live here in Santa Monica, Brentwood area of Los Angeles, and I've got several really good nurseries, and I like to go seek their advice. That's how I learn so much, and they'll often give you a free consultation. All of my nurseries do. They'll come to your house and give a free consultation because they hope you'll buy some of their plants and soil, right? So whether you want a meditation space, maybe a place with a little bit of grass, just a little bit, so you can do your earthing, walking barefoot on the grass. You can go to my search bar and put in earthing or grounding. You'll learn more about that. Maybe you want a medicinal or a culinary beautiful garden, so you can cut all your herbs and spices from the backyard to bring them in. Maybe you want a more lush green landscape. But work towards the goal, you know, work towards having something lovely to look at right outside the door of your home. If it's just a little bitty deck, or if you have some yard space, make it something you can be proud of. And the plants will benefit you in myriad ways now, as you know, if you show them love and care and appreciate them.
Great.
And by the way, Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorite buddies, had a great quote about nature, and he said this, and I have this on a big card opposite my desk on the wall, "Adopt the secret of nature. Her secret is patience." We all need that a little bit more in our lives, and plants will help you to become a more patient and more living in the present moment, and happy, joyous, stress-free person.
So much great information in our program today. Wrapping up, we talked about your books. We talked about the newsletter. Where can people get copies of your two latest books, and where can they sign up on your website to get the free monthly newsletter that we talked about?
Yes, great. So just go to SusanSmithJones.com. My books are available, Uplifted and Wired for High Level Wellness. I'd start with Uplifted if you're just getting one. At Amazon, of course, but if you go to my website, you can also get personally autographed copies, which include a note card and a bookmark that I send to people all over the world. Anyone who gets a book from me personally autographed becomes part of my extended family. Follow me on Twitter at SusanSmithJones.com, or are we saying X now?
Follow me on X.
And then right there on the homepage of my website, it says free monthly healthy living newsletters. Takes about 10 seconds to sign up. Once a month, you'll get a great newsletter from me that will inspire, motivate, empower, and truly uplift you.
You really need to do that, because you'll be referring to that for the month. In fact, you'll be keeping those in a folder, going back and looking at those. Beautiful pictures, great information in the monthly newsletter. It's free, as Susan said. It takes about 10 seconds at the most to sign up, and you'll find it every month, and you'll find that you'll be looking forward to it every month. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. The topic today has been houseplants for your health. More information, of course, on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Thank you for being with us. Great information for all of us today, and look forward to our next conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Rick. I so look forward to seeing you and being with you next time.
Looking forward to it. Topic today, houseplants for your health. That's so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Like on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.